As it turns out, the integral we just met can be computed very easily if we first translate it to polar coordinates. There's actually a very important and general principle here. Some problems are most easily expressed in terms of one coordinate system as opposed to another. In this particular problem, both the function and the domain display circular symmetry, so it makes sense that we might want to do this in polar coordinates. Of course, we might need a little refresher on what polar coordinates are, namely, just an alternative way to describe the position of points in the plane. Rather than stating how far we must travel horizontally and then vertically from the origin to get to a point, as we do in Cartesian coordinates, we'll state the angle theta through which we must rotate to face the point and the distance r we must walk to get to the point. That yields the polar point r, theta.